Among the people who will be up early on Sunday morning, you can bet that there'll be a huge amount of them from Kelly's home place in Portland Row in the north side of the city, where our reporter Josh Crosby has been going down to get a sense of the atmosphere. Josh, what have you found?
Well, Anton, people say the night is young. Well, the morning is certainly young here in Portland Row. There may not be any crowds gathered, and there is a small drop of rain, but that's not stopping the sense of positive atmosphere around here. It's all smiles, and just to see the sense of pride and happiness, it would brighten up any damp morning. I got talking to Kelly's father and brother, Christy and Joel, not long after Kelly won victory, and you can just hear the joy in their voices.
Basically, yeah. We're over the moon for. If you could just describe the happiness in the Harrington family now.
I even can't.
It's off the Richter scale. Yeah. It's gone. There is no measurement for this. There's no measurement. This is a new thing at the happening.
We've never had anything like this before. Like, she won the Worlds in 2018, and that's an unbelievable achievement for Sport and Merit. But I think what makes it is the adulation from the area and from the people in the community. Like, look at the road, and it's just different gravy. Like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, yeah.
When did you know she had it?
As the third round was going on. And there was one... Shikara with one lovely shot in that round, and I said to Joe, that's the winning shot. And that's where she starts. Both and none. And that's the sign of a true, true champion, where you can adjust and come back and do the business. This young woman was a very good fighter.
How will you celebrate now for the day?
We'll just chill out now.
You couldn't sleep after that?
No.
Have you been talking to her? How is she feeling?
No, we might talk to her later on, and we mightn't, because she's getting ready for the final.
Yeah.
So we hopefully she's just focused on that. But she'll give us a little glimmer of something for maybe 5 minutes.
I have to say, Josh, the Portland Row is on my journey into the station every morning, and it's lovely to see over the past couple of days all of the posters and flags starting to accumulate around the area. She was quoted this morning after the fight as saying that her brother had said to her that the last mile is always lonely, and of course she meant it in the sense of competition. You get the sense that while there mightn't be many competitors in the last mile, there is an awful lot of supporters around in the last mile, and a lovely moment there for the Harrington family. It is not just Kelly's family, though, that you have been speaking with, Josh. Isn't that right?
No, Anton, and that's what you mean, that just the support is just, like, that's the great feature of Kelly's success story and the journey to this point. It's the pride she's brought to the whole community, from encouraging young girls to get into boxing, to covering the area in Irish bunting and the posters. And any resident I met here this morning is just overjoyed with this success story, as you'll hear now.
We're changing the name to Kelly Town. It's no longer Portland Place or Portland Carga. Right, no longer inner city. Kelly Town, this is it.
And would you have known her well growing up?
I know Yvonne Christie and that, yeah, very well, yeah. Lovely people, and done more for this area. Kelly has done more for this area and all the politicians around the place. That is truth. That is a fact.
And what does a success story like this mean for the community?
Oh, for around this area, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Everybody's on a high. No violence, no nothing. Everybody's happy and delighted, and that's the way forward.
Big time. I know the whole family, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
You're celebrating for the day, though?
Oh, yeah, sure. We're up since, what, 10 to 6?
10 to 6.
Yeah. That's it, the whole road went mad.
Yeah, there's no sign of bed now anyway.
Oh no. Why do I
guess?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, from a girl that was 14 and all of a sudden took up the boxing, that's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, she went around to the girls' school there, and the girls were eating the words out of her mouth. There's so many of them now want to become boxers because of her. Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. She's a hero.
And it will just have a knock-on effect for the community.
Big time. You could think this bad today. Wait and you see it when she comes home. Wait and you see it. Doesn't matter whether she wins the gold or not, Kelly. You done us all proud. Big time.
I've been living down here for 23 years, you know.
And great community spirit around
fantastic,
here today.
Fantastic, unbelievable. Great achievement for the North Inner City, you know. Because we're used to just getting bad news. It's great to get a bit of good news for once, you know.
What do you think a story like this, how will it affect the community?
Oh, fantastic, unbelievable. The people here in this area are fantastic. I've known them now, off and on for the last 23 years. Fantastic people. Great, they get behind the local lads and the local girls, you know.
Well, you heard it here first. They're changing the name of the North Inner City in Dublin to Kelly Town. It's, I suppose, Josh, it's, there's a couple of boxers in Irish history. Katie Taylor, obviously, most notably in recent years. Before that, Barry McGuigan, who in the early days of their career, they were such positive role models as well as being such fabulous fighters that you got this sort of groundswell of positivity around them and a big national embrace. One of the residents you talked to there said that people are embracing boxing in the area because of what she's bringing. Is that what you found?
Yes, Anton. So while I was walking around Portland Row, just as I took the turn by Summerhill Parade, I came across a new gym and I met the owner there. He told me that the female boxing classes are growing and growing in popularity.
My name is David Fitzsimons. I'm a local lad here at Summerhill. We have a new PT studio with a copy shop to the front. But mainly all about Kelly all morning. So,
and what does a win like that mean for the community? And like, does it have an effect in the area?
Oh, definitely has like a knock-on effect. Everyone's going boy T-shirts on. Everyone's, you know, everyone's chatting about it. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's upbeat about it. And now everyone's looking forward to going again, getting into the final. So it was brilliant. Yeah. Very good all
and
around.
Even with the gym, maybe people will take up boxing or exercise more.
Yeah,
so.
No, like I said, we've been here. It's great. Like I said, I do a ladies boxing class here on a Wednesday evening. We've always done like a ladies boxing class. So even all the girls last night, all chatting about it, all buzzing about it. So there is a big boxing following in the area. Yeah. With mainly women, to be honest with you as well. So yeah, it's all good. Can't complain. Brilliant. Celebrations, it has been good all week. The place has been buzzing every time someone comes in, like a new client or a new group. They're all speaking about the same thing. Everyone's speaking about how well she's doing. Hopefully we get this, hopefully we get that, hopefully we move on, look forward to this. So, like I said, everything has been great all week.
Josh Crosby, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Josh Crosby, there talking lastly to David Fitzsimons, who owns a gym just around the corner from Dublin's boxing hero, Kelly Harrington, who is now, as you heard, into the Olympic finals at 6 o'clock Sunday morning. Now, coming up later on News Talk, dismay in the music industry as Electric Picnic is cancelled for the second consecutive year. But next, Luke O'Neill on whether children suffer long COVID, if drugs could beat the disease, and stress levels in 2020.